Always begins. Yes, it does. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And not only am I well known for being the greatest chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee ever, I'm also known as a tea drinking fool. So let's do some foolishness. Well, this is good tea. Oh, yeah. I love to drink tea so much. But we need to get to something else. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are familiar with what comes next. Are we going to the numbers? No. No, there will be no numbers today. I'm sorry about that, kids. Today we got something else planned. We need to check for some routes. We need to find some routes. Are there any routes? Are there any routes to be found? Let us find out.
No routes found.
You have reached a number that is no longer in service. Please check the number and try again.
No routes found. Man, are we ever going to find any routes? Yeah, routes. All right, well, that was disappointing. No routes found on today. This lovely, I'm going with Monday. Kind of just taking a guess as to what day it is. Because that's what we do around here. This is the Dubious Calendar Committee. All right, so let's leave the room. I can hear my cat meowing out here. Let's see what's going on out here. Whoa, she disappeared. Where did my kitty cat go? Pippa is feeling a lot better, behaving completely normal, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, she's sitting over there. I think she wants to do some kitty stuff. What a surprise. Always with the kitty business. We gotta do kitty business. Everything is kitty business. But right now, we're not doing kitty business. Right now, we're doing microwave business because this tea needs to be hotter. So we're gonna push some buttons and the microwave starts up. Hum, 60 hertz hum. And now I will read my mail in a 60 hertz voice. Yes, I got something in the mail today from the state of Nebraska. And it says, State of Nebraska, Department of Motor Vehicles, P.O. Box 94726, Lincoln, Nebraska. Renewal notice, your current driver's license or state ID card will expire on March. And then a date. Renew online, www.dmv.nebraska.gov. To renew online, if eligible, have the following ready. Two forms of principal address if you have moved since your last renewal. A post office box will not be accepted. License, state ID card or SSN, name and date of birth. Credit card or checking information. Note, individuals whose license expires prior to the age of 72 may now renew online. Two consecutive renewal periods. Individuals whose license expires at age 72 and over are not eligible for online renewal. State ID card holders may renew three consecutive times online regardless of age. Before submitting payment, please ensure you are on an official Nebraska government website. Okay, and there's the microwave. That means the tea is ready. And the cat has walked into the kitchen. Hi. Hi, baby fluffy butt. Who's got the fluffiest butt in Fluffy Butt Town? Yes, it's you. That's why they elected you the mayor of Fluffy, Fluffy Butt Town. Yes, it's so good for kitties. Yeah. So yeah, I gotta renew my driver's license. We knew that already. I'll figure out how to do that online at some point in time. But right now, I've gotta take my tea back down into the other room. Hi, yes, I know you think we're doing kitty business. We're gonna do that in a minute. But first, I gotta grab some extra equipment. Because today, we're going to do a little musical experiment. And that means I'm going to be playing my fruitcake tin and some other instruments all at once. And it will be interesting. And it will sound cool. And everybody will say, oh, that's pretty cool, Tobe. And na 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 na. So I'm gathering up some cables here. We're going to plug this into that. We're going to plug this thing into the other thing, and we're going to go in 3 seconds. Yeah, okay, that's fun. That'll work. But now we gotta get the kitty pit ready. Hi, yes, get your kitty ass in the kitty pit. All right, the cat's in the kitty pit. We're good to go. How do you like that music I just made, Pippa? Yeah, that piece of music is a little theme that I've been working on. You've heard it before. But today I was doing some weird stuff. I was adding some strange effects here and there. Trying to fatten up the sound, trying to hit this specific general timbre that I have in my head that I'm getting closer to, but still not quite hitting it. In that particular track, you heard a direct dry fruitcake tin, but on another channel, I had pure effects. I had this thing, I had another mic going into my effects processor into some heavy delay and reverb, but I really pulled it back. I wasn't going nuts. I wasn't trying to get super crazy effects going or anything like that. So, more experiments are in order, but I did like the sound of the other instruments and stuff. So, there you have it. If for any reason you would like a copy of that 2 minutes of music, I can send that to you. Just email me here at SDF. You know the address, and if you don't, think about it. It's tobe@sdf.org. That's tobe@sdf.org. Isn't that right, Peppa?
Yes, you're such a fluffy baby.
Fluffy baby is obviously feeling better and isn't being sick anymore because she is down in the kitty pit doing kitty business. She's flopped over on her side. She's got her head trying to burrow underneath my right ankle while her front two paws keep clawing and kneading at my left ankle, trying to make my left ankle bleed. But because I have the blanket armor, I am not bleeding. So, that's the good news. I am not bleeding, to the best of my knowledge. I am not bleeding externally. I could be bleeding internally and I would never know it. Yeah, kind of hope that's not the case.
I hope that's not the case, huh, Peppa? Because you're a kitty.
Yeah, so now we gotta sit here for half an hour while my cat tries to shred my ankles. What else should we do, huh? What else should we do, Dinkins, you stinking Dinkins? Oh no, kitties don't stink today. Kitties smell so much better. Well, it's kind of. A few days ago when I gave the cat her butt bath, I had to use the shampoo, the kitten shampoo. This is the shampoo that I bought 8 years ago, and I still have most of it because you don't have to bathe a cat very often. And so I use this kitty shampoo to wash my cat's butt. And, well, now her butt smells like baby powder. The shampoo is like baby powder scented? I don't understand this. I understand it's kitten shampoo. Does that mean they need to also smell like human babies? I hate the smell of baby powder. It never bothered me when I was younger, but somehow, somewhere, through time, I became averse to the smell of baby powder. And now my cat's butt smells like baby powder. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, but Tobe, how often do you have to smell your cat's butt? Really? You want me to enumerate? I have to actually quantify how many times my cat walks up and sticks her butt in my face? I'm trying to sleep. What happens? The cat wants some attention. The cat walks up to me and says, let's do stuff. And I'm saying, no, it's time for sleepy time. Okay, here, smell my butt. Or, oh, you're sitting here on the futon and you're watching TV? Oh, let me stand on your chest and let me turn around so I can put my butt in your face. And that's why I am smelling baby powder constantly. And as I sit here and pet my cat, yeah, yeah, you can smell it. Your butt smells like babies. Your butt smells like babies. Have you been eating human babies again? Pippa doesn't even know what a human baby looks like. You've never seen a human baby. In its case, you're a good kitty.
Yes, look at this baby.
Yeah, okay, so it's all good cat news. Everything's great. Hi, yeah, hi. Look, I'm using two hands on you. What is it that you want? My cat is standing up and saying, yo, you're not paying enough attention to me. You're talking on the radio to the Dubious Goals Committee. Why are you not doing Kitty Pet-em-em-up Kitty Committee? Kitty Pet-em-em-up Kitty Committee. Okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Just like all things that I say.
Because we love cats.
All right, Pippa. So, what do you think we should do next? Do you want to listen to some more music, Pippa?
You want to listen to some music?
Yeah, maybe we should find some music. What do we feel like listening to today? Oh, I think a little ska is in order. Maybe some of The Selector.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. We've talked about it before. There's no reason not to mention it again. But I think the Selector was probably my favorite second wave ska band. Why the Selector? I don't know. The female lead, I think. Female voice as the lead singer. I don't know. But that song was obviously on my radio by the Selector. Huh, classic two-tone band. And where are you going, two-tone? Two-tone Pippa has gotten out of the kitty pit and is walking into the bathroom. Excellent. That means I can shift. Oh, yeah. There we go. My back was acting up a little bit. One of my fun back problems giving me sciatic issues down my legs. It's not too bad today. It was worse yesterday. I'm on the tail end of it. So that's good news. And my cat is two-tone. My cat is a ska cat? Can that be right? Maybe I should start a ska band with my cat. What would we name it? What would we name our band? Dubious Ska Committee is an obvious choice. But if there's a cat involved, shouldn't we, you know, use some kind of cat name or cat word or... Oh, here we go. How about this for our ska band? The Ska Catastrophe. yeah, kind of good, kind of stupid, but, you know, whatever. Right, so where are we with this tea? If you'll remember, we heated this tea up a few minutes ago. Is it still hot? Oh, yeah, and it's just about perfect. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's hot on my tongue. Hot. Oh, I do like drinking tea. Oh. Tea is very delicious. And I do like to drink it. And I need to find some more tea. There's so many teas that I need. The top of the list right now is still Dongfeng Meiren. And then after that is Pu'er. But I don't know what kind of Pu'er I want. Do I want an aged Pu'er? Do I want a raw Pu'er? Do I want to go crazy? Do I want to get very, very tea high? In that case, I want some Jade Star 4. Oddly enough, I know where to buy Jade Star 4, but I gotta buy it online. And obviously, I don't want to do that for any number of reasons. Maybe I should start a tea shop. But actually have it be a tea house, not a shop. And of course, it would be difficult to get into. Getting into my tea shop, into my tea house would be very difficult. There'd probably have to be a test, you know, at the beginning. I mean, you walk in and you're given a piece of paper. You're not even allowed in. You get to stand in the vestibule and you have to take a test. What does this test consist of? Well, this test would be something along the lines of, what's your favorite celestial seasonings tea? And obviously there's no right answer. Somebody has to respond, oh my God, are you joking? Then I would say, yes, come on in. And if they said, oh, my favorite is Red Zinger. No, wait, Sleepy Time. No, wait, my favorite. You can leave. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, bye. Okay, bye now. Right. And then people would come into my tea shop and I have a great name for it, but the name for the tea house cannot be repeated here. Although I am thinking about toning the name down to something like Who Broke the Teapot, except it would be in Japanese, or maybe Chinese. I don't know. Haven't really decided yet. Chatsubo. Yeah. Anyway. So it would be the world's crappiest tea house. It would be a shack. You know, I would build it brand new out of new parts and pieces, but I would weather it. I would make it look like it was about to fall down, make it the most ramshackle, crappy place ever.
to make sure people don't come in. And I'd build tables out of lumber. Really crappy stuff. Because you're not coming to my tea house for the ambiance. The ambiance. Well, maybe you are. Maybe I'll have some live music there. You gotta come here for the tea. That's the whole point of Tobe's Tea House. Tobe's Chatsubo. I don't know if that'll work. Obviously, I'm going to have to build some kind of Zen garden to go with it. Yeah, I don't know. Do you want people looking out the window at the Zen garden? Or do you want them focusing on the tea? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's what we're doing here. We're thinking about tea. I do enjoy tea. It's good stuff. We're probably going to find out that drinking the right tea is probably the cure for the coronavirus. I noticed that's still a thing. Coronavirus? Is it coming to America? It might be. Luckily, I live right in the middle of America. So, that's one of the good things about being in a flyover state. All those people who are catching coronavirus in New York and all those people who are catching coronavirus in California, they're just flying right over. Yeah, keep your coronavirus in your airplane flying over me at 42,000 feet. That does help me feel safe. My isolation is my protection. If it gets bad, if I hear of any cases of coronavirus showing up anywhere around here, I'm heading towards Wyoming. My God, I love Wyoming so much. Let me tell you a few great things about Wyoming. Wyoming, nobody lives there. Oh, sure, there's about 40,000 people there in certain cities, but yeah. Wyoming, they have one of the greatest rodeos in the world. I don't know about their radios in Cheyenne. I'm sure they have some good ones, but we're more concerned with their rodeo. Cheyenne Days. Wow, it's insane. So, if you like cowboys and stuff, cowboy up, get to Cheyenne during Cheyenne Days. Just look it up. You can find it online. Wyoming is also great because pretty much every single kind of firework is legal there. And whenever I go through Wyoming, I be sure to stock up on all the things that I can't get here in my city. Wyoming also has Vitavu National Park. And I've discussed Vitavu at some length, but if you like rocks that are so old that they have been weather-beaten until they are round, Vitavu is for you. If you like to climb, I'm looking at you, Overland, but I know you're not listening. If you like to climb rocks, Vitavu is for you. It's climber's paradise. And now that climbing's getting more and more popular, Vitavu is getting more and more well-known. But it was a well-kept secret there for a while. All these great rock formations that are tens, if not hundreds of thousands of years older than the Rocky Mountains, which, you know, are nearby. So, you know, if you like red marmots, what are those marmots? What's the Latin name for those marmots again? Marmota ruderalis? No, Marmota, no, I can't remember it. But those marmots that sort of have red furry tails, you can find them all over in Wyoming. Get up there in the mountains. Yeah. Mountain rock mots. Rock motties. Oh, and they're super fun and they're super whistly and they're very curious. And they think, oh, who's that human? Let's go check him out. We've got to stick our faces in his camera so he can get some nice close-up pictures. What else is great about Wyoming? Oh, they have one of my... They have one of my favorite fly shops, Laramie Fly Shop. Yeah, check it out if you're in Laramie. And if you're going to Vitavu, you're going to be close to Laramie. I think you have to drive through. Well, if you're coming from my direction, you have to drive through Laramie to get to Vitavu. I don't think Vitavu is more than 30 minutes from Laramie. So, yeah, Laramie, that's my town. Laramie, Wyoming. Yes, it's awesome. Cheyenne, don't get me wrong, Cheyenne is also great. And there are also lots of other super great towns in Wyoming. I'm not saying that one is better than the other. I just personally tend to spend more time in Laramie than any other particular town. Oh, and my other favorite town in Wyoming is the one that's across the street from Vitavu. It's the smallest town ever. I don't remember what the population is. The population is either one or two. And the one person that lives there is also the postmaster. This town is nothing but a post office and a trailer that sells fireworks. Because Wyoming is the greatest state in the Union. Times nine. Yeah, what is the name of that town? You can look that up too. And you can look up the population. Just do a Google search for least populated town in Wyoming. And I would almost live there. I should move there, become the postmaster. Then I could be a postmaster. Ah, yeah, that would be so awesome. And then I could just go to Vitavu whenever I wanted to, because it's pretty much right across the street. And by street, I mean highway / interstate. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We don't need to be too specific here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.